driving to the grocery store, me riding shotgun with my widow rolled down. She smokes cigarettes and guess what she gets by hustling order.
Let's keep the pace, we'll be going places we said. Summer loving, turning to winter loving, sipping on coffee in the city, you're so lovely. summer loving. Little bit less heartbreak will be so nice. But if you can't help it, that is alright. I won't lie.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is Word on the Street at a new time. We're supposed to start at 5 p.m. Narvar got a bit carried away, but we are happy to talk to him as per usual.
It's all love.
And today, a couple guests, one returning guest from the past. Yo. Say hello.
Yo, what's up? It's Andrew Moulat.
Hey, what's up? And it's, do I say Chuck Francis
or up
do I
to
say
you.
Aiden? You just say Chuck Francis.
It's Chuck Francis.
It's Chuck Francis. We had Andrew back on February 27th, a few months back, the first time. Been working on some stuff since. So how's everything going? How's that album going that we've been waiting on?
The album is dropping tomorrow. So it's going good. I'm super excited about it. Ultra AVX, that's the name. Planning to play a bunch of shows this summer, so catch me there. Played one already.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Freaking fantastic.
It was beware for the language, hide your kids, disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer, there might be a bit of swears during this hour,
but the show was fantastic, man. It was so good. He stole my jeans and he rocked them, and he had these awesome dance moves.
Thanks.
And he has this one synth solo that I don't want to give too much away, but if you ever see him live, the synth solo is gonna melt your face off. It's like a Jack White guitar solo.
But it's a synth.
But it's
thanks.
A synth.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it was so much fun. It was at Avant Garden, so pretty small venue, but it's just so cool, very like intimate and up close. Really good experience for the first show. Shout out to Juxtaposition or Jux, held by my friend Hannah. They hold these events. I guess there's mainly three events. But it's just about cultivating art in like in the Vancouver and Victoria scene. Super, super dope stuff.
Definitely.
Really, really supportive of like visual arts and music arts. Basically art exhibitions. Super, super cool stuff. So, yeah.
Good to hear. I'm impressed with the progress because I remember back when we met in December, it was just right there. It's totally random.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was very casual. It was just, I have a SoundCloud, and it just seemed like, another SoundCloud guy.
But another SoundClouder.
But then as, we got closer, and then as I started coming to your dorm and seeing it come together, and now it's crazy because it's been a couple months.
Yeah.
And now it's almost here. It's, within 24 hours, safe to say.
Yeah, 24 hours.
I mean, you said like, tomorrow evening, probably.
Tomorrow evening. So, maybe 28.
Yeah.
Latest. But yeah, no, it's super cool because this album was like made 100% in my dorm room.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like all recorded, written just there. That's just where it was. And it's like, it catches that vibe for me. It's like 100% first year UBC for me. Mm. And like, I can't shake that. And so now, like, when I've been doing the finishing touches, it's been like kind of difficult because I'm like, I'm just out of this space now. Mm-hmm. There's not much I can do anymore. I'm super cool to move on and see what's next, but I think this is a really cool snapshot of what I experienced in the past year and my friends experienced in the past year and stuff.
That's kind of one of the things that makes this whole like process, even just right now, these couple weeks, so crazy. Mm-hmm. Is that for the past like, what is it, like just about a year now, it's been AVX, it's been AVX, yeah. It's been AVX, and it's been this vibe in UBC, and I was in the school here, and so many of the guys that touched the album, even just like whispered something on the album.
Yeah.
Like we all
shout out Josh.
We experienced, he's right beside us. Like we all of that stuff, and it feels like everything that went into the album, like it feels like we were there for it. So for this to be coming out now and we've like moved out and onto new things, like yeah. It's such a crazy experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a big step. And now that you guys are all in the house and everything and seeing that today.
Shout out the
it's
house.
It's crazy. Yeah, shout out the house.
The house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. Super different experience. I mean, like, there have been nights where, like, we all just get home from work or whatever, and, like, I think that was one night with you, Kevin, and I, Aiden, and, like, we just, like, made a record. Like, and we had to be quiet, too, because it was pretty late.
Yeah.
But we were just, like, mm-hmm. wearing headphones, and we just, like, made a record, like, really quick, and it was just so cool. It was just mm-hmm. super, super, like, driving, super saturated with like this energy of like super, it just felt so creatively active, you know.
Yeah.
And that's like the goal of the house.
It's,
you know?
Buzzing.
Yeah.
And like I feel like it's only gonna get more so like that, you know, because right now it's buzzing, but right now Andrew's had to finish AVX, he's got to put that out, but then after this it's like, it's not even grind time, it's just like full open season for all forms of creativity that can come through.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. We have like movies planned. Like yeah, we want to. We have like we're like script writing. It's yeah. crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of the house and saturated, when I came into the house today, I definitely felt when we're talking about as fans of Brockhampton, it felt like that sort of ambience.
We hate Brockhampton.
Oh.
No, not really.
Yeah, but I just mean that feeling of the whole do-it-yourself,
yeah,
independent, yeah. And that the instruments are just everywhere, and then I picked up that DJ mix
sample
thing, and I was just playing with it.
Yeah, shout out to my dad, because I'm pretty sure he got me that when I was super young, and now we're, like, sampling it.
Yeah, because it has some really unique sounds, and
word.
Just everything in there, it just felt like, yeah, I can see how this is actually going to work.
Yeah, it's crazy. We, like... You know, there's all these sentiments of, like, if you look in, like, the early lyrics of Brockhampton, it's all about, like, broke boys' dreams and, like, I mean, still, like, it's always been, that's, like, the Brockhampton sound. It's just, like, you know, I dropped out of college, didn't have any money. Like, when they all moved together, they were all, like, straight broke.
It's true.
And, like,
Merlin has that line, my name is Merlin, I just applied for food stamps.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, shoot, they're really about it.
Yeah, and like, what's cool is that going into this year, we're all like, you know, we're kind of ready to struggle if we all pull this off. And like, I don't know, like one day, I can't remember, I like walked into the kitchen or something, I was like, bro, we're living the freaking broke boy's dream right now. Like, we actually feel the pressure of that now.
Yeah,
like we pulled the trigger. We're like, okay, we're doing this. Now we actually have to come through. Like, there are everybody, like so many large artists now talk about how there was like the time when they just had nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we have nothing now. So we have that like in our.
We don't have a table, man.
Yeah, I noticed
like
that.
People come through our house and they're like, wait, you guys don't have a coffee table? You guys don't have a kitchen table? Wait, you guys don't have a bedside this? It's like, mm-hmm. dude, we pulled the trigger on our like our life dreams here. We're not worried about a shower mat. Come on, man.
Table.
We eat cereal on the floor. It's how
from,
it goes.
From the floor.
From the floor. No bowls. No,
no
bowls.
We have too many ants to eat from the floor.
Shout out our landlords.
Straight. It's leverage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely, everything you just said, I can see it.
Yeah. And speaking of Brockhampton, though, like, the reason I said we hate Brockhampton is because coming out with something like this at this time, the Brockhampton comparisons. I mean, we would be honored to be compared to Brockhampton, but at the same time, it's very important to us to be our own creative entity. So me saying we hate Brockhampton is my desperate attempt to separate us as as a different thing.
Yeah,
and like we're not Brockhampton.
Of course,
and we don't want to be Brockhampton.
No, of course you guys want to be your own thing. I mean, just the fact that you're trying to do this out of Vancouver and there's not anybody that's huge, absolutely huge from Vancouver, like in this dynamic.
We're totally straight.
It's gonna be totally, you know, revolutionary if you guys do something with this here.
That's the dream, man.
The city's dope. The city's I love Vancouver. I don't know, like
me too.
It's just an odd place, especially for hip hop. You know, it's just like I think there are changes happening. You see a clash of like of different genre appreciators now. And there's the alt scene, of course, and then but that's kind of clashing into hip hop now. In a really interesting and odd way. Sure. And hip hop's kind of clashing the other way as well. Through whatever means, like skateboarding. Oh, shout out, this is Honda Carter. This song is called Growing Pains. This is our homie. He hangs out with us a lot, and he's actually on my album. He's on two songs on my album.
He's sick.
Yeah, he's so dope.
Speaking of Vancouver, like hip hop artists, like there's a hip hop scene. You've got guys coming out like Killy and like
Angst
and like other guys who are opening like AC, but like dude, straight. I mean, so granted, I'm not 100% like invested in the Vancouver hip hop scene, like. Honda Carter is one of the most important and like unique and good voices I've heard in a long time.
Yeah,
especially out of Vancouver.
I think, and honestly, what's crazy is that we've heard, because he's like super low key.
Yeah, straight.
He's so low key. He's like keeping it on the down low.
Always in his bedroom. Dude.
Like I always thought that I was keeping it down on the down low and like improving myself. But like Honda is like next level. He's just like,
yeah.
He's got a bank of so many songs, dude. And he was just releasing once a month. He was like, oh, I'm just releasing.
Yeah,
once a month,
on some like any album art.
Yeah,
on some like he'll just take a photo.
I definitely noticed on his Instagram, there's no way you can tell even
that he's
a rapper,
exactly.
That he's an artist.
Yeah. And that's the same with his personality. Like, he doesn't walk around like, I'm a rapper. I'm a SoundCloud rapper. Like, he knows he has something to offer, and he knows that he's not going to get it by being a goof,
a
kook. A
pushy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, B. No, that's dope. I love Honda. He's so hype. This song is crazy.
It's so sick.
He's, fully self-produced. That's so dope. I love it.
We could definitely play it just by itself a bit later.
Sure,
if you want to. Get all the homies up on the air, like that's always down, of course.
For sure.
For real.
But yeah, no, I remember when Andrew first told me about Honda, he was like, dude, there's this guy and he's a trap rapper. And like I know there's the stigma around trap rappers, but this guy's sick. I think we should like listen to him more and invest in it. And I was like, really? You think so? And then we heard like Growing Pains and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, and some of his lines and delivery.
So
we
good.
Were hooked, man.
So good. I don't know. I felt like a really interesting synergy because I don't like, I resonate somewhat with the new school era. Like, I'm definitely in that group. I'm not old school by any
mumble
means.
Rapper.
Yeah.
But I'm not mumble. I'm,
no,
like, somewhere
not.
In between. I'm, like, influenced from the Cruel Summer, like, like days. That 2013, 2014 rap type stuff. Like, that's kind of where I came from as far as, like, my main influences and, like, R&B and whatever, you know. Like, a lot of, because of the internet, of course. By Bino, that's like a huge influence for me.
Shut up about
it. It's the best album of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, except for
Hip Hop
Ocean's Blonde.
I think it's interesting.
I've had this argument too many times.
I talked to you about our list of great albums.
Yeah,
all of yours were literally, I think, past 10 years.
Yeah, they're all
and
like past decade.
It's such a contrast from mine, but also we talk about how it's not so easy to compare.
Oh, totally.
Those decades necessarily, but it's.
And like for me, I'm just like so not knowledgeable of like the older music, which is crazy. Like, I guess that's like super not okay as a rapper, but
yeah. No, I think it is because
I mean it's just
I
not
don't care
what,
about Tupac.
Nah, bro. honestly, I respect them so much, and like I think they're some of the most influential. Like I don't have anything without them. Like my whole life is to like I have to thank Tupac, Biggie, and Three Stacks, and everybody. For that, and like, I can't, I can't just like keep rapping and like ignore that. But at the same time, that's not what I grew up off of, right? And like that's what we're witnessing now. We're just witnessing a bunch of kids like me who grew up off of Kanye and like like newer Kanye, and like from like 808's more recent, like not even like the old stuff. So like like this is a new kind of face of hip hop, and with new influences, and that's why we're seeing so much change. But I mean, yeah, I never rock with the disrespect. Always respect. You always have to respect. Like,
true.
Yeah, because if it weren't for them, like you said, you wouldn't necessarily be here doing this.
Exactly.
There's no foundation without those guys.
Totally.
And the people before them.
And even now, going back with my influences, like I'm definitely taking steps back into like Three Stacks zones.
Yeah.
Tommy Wright.
Like Tommy Wright. Yeah, Tommy Wright the third. Shout out Tommy Wright the third. That's
definitely
so good.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm taking like huge steps back, like to, I mean, and like early 2000s or like mid 2000s, like Soulja Boy. Like Soulja Boy has been a huge, like Soulja Boy is so funny, but like good influence right there. Like that's so fun to like
turn my swag on. Dude, me and Andrew will be chilling in the house, just totally mellow, and then I'll play "Turn My Swag On" at my like iPhone speakers, and we're just so hyped. We're ready for it, man. And it's just that—it's that energy and like having fun, and like you remember hearing it when you were a kid, and like feeling like I still remember how I first felt like as a, like a little white kid, and I watched the Soulja Boy with the big the Superman video.
Yeah.
Crank that. I remember I watched that. I was like,
Soulja Boy, tell him.
This is so cool. I feel so cool watching this.
Kiss me through the phone.
Hey, yo, shout out Soulja Boy, tell him. I'm going to tag him in that on my Instagram story.
See if he responds.
Oh, yeah. Word. Yo, you can...
We got a little note from our boy Josh at the side here. Josh, just say hi.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Josh is our creative extraordinary man, and he lives in the house too. And he just told me that we should plug some Instas so that y'all can catch shows, and we'll probably do it again at the end.
Yeah, definitely plug at the end.
But do you think we should plug at the end?
Well, now.
Okay, now we have to.
Yeah,
so,
you have to.
Andrew, what's your Insta?
Andrew Mulat. Andrew Mulat. That's it. Or A Mulat.
Which one is? I thought it was A Mulat.
It is, but you can find it with
either.
Oh, yeah, true.
But then there's also that one fake account.
Yeah, yo, okay. So we released August Cooper's first like 3-song EP, Evergreen, like 2 years ago, and like it's aged. We get it. But like we make better music now. But somewhat like it really blew up because of the support we got from one of our real good buds who promoted it. And shout out Finn. Finn Wolfhard. Yeah. But then all of these all of these like fans like of his fans, we just got a ton of like fan leakage from him. And then someone made a fake Andrew account, which was crazy. So make sure you're following the one that has more followers and is like recent and stuff.
You should be able to tell with the types of pictures you'll know. It's very artistic and all that.
Yeah. Honestly, it's all good though. You know, that was funny. I love that. You know, I was like, wow, this is literally
the dream.
Also, when somebody asked one of our friends if they knew a band called August Cooper.
Yeah.
And we're
that was crazy. It was like, Frankie. Do you know? No, but it wasn't even on some like, I hear these guys are from here. It's like, hey, have you heard of this band August Cooper?
Yeah.
And Frankie was like, that's like two of my best friends. Like, what you mean? And
so
when we heard that. And the music video, like this, a couple girls from Heritage Woods
secondary,
which is the school Andrew went to, just we didn't ask them to, like impromptu they made a lyric video for it.
That's
so you
awesome.
Can find that on online. They just
shout out to them.
That
was cool.
That was sick.
That was
you
cool.
guys rock.
Also, yeah, I don't know, that was a really interesting project. It was like I don't know, we're definitely, as Aiden said, it's like dated, but it's still interesting, you know? It's still, there's something about it that's different. I don't know what it is, but.
Well, like, it might not be perfect, and it wasn't supposed to be perfect. Like, the whole story behind
shoot.
It. Oh, shoot. It's that song.
It's that
song.
Yeah,
I'm just getting ready.
It definitely wasn't perfect, and it wasn't supposed to be just for that time, but I feel like even if you don't respect whatever you don't like, how spacey it is or how it's a lot of waiting, like, I feel like you can hear an energy in it and you can feel an energy in it of, like, what it was like recording in Andrew's sweaty room and just, like, being so full of creative energy.
In Port Moody.
In Port Moody.
That was like...
And not going outside except for once to Pajo's.
That was the...
Oh, where I work at, shout out to Pajo's.
Was it Pajo's? No,
Pajo's wasn't there, but...
Okay.
But, yeah, it's Pajo's in Port Moody, too, but, yeah. He works with the one in Richmond. Nard just left.
Yeah, he just walked off. Takes his time.
Shout out Nardwar. I love Nardwar.
Yeah, shout out Nardwar, or I wouldn't be here, and you guys wouldn't be here either, because I wouldn't be hosting this right now.
Yeah.
Because that's how it all started.
Exactly.
And it's pretty crazy. I went from not being existent in this station... starting in January, and now I'm hosting.
Now you're hosting,
following up Nardwar.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's all part of you guys too.
Nardwar opens for Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac closes for Nardwar.
Yeah.
Well, that's sick. And you can also follow the August Cooper Instagram, because we've got some stuff coming through the pipes that's going to be different, more interesting. So if you're a fan of us right now, just know the next stuff is going to be different and better and exciting, and it's going to... rock your socks off. So I think that's just August Cooper. Cooper spelled K-U-P-E-R.
Yeah.
But follow Andrew first, because he has an album coming out tomorrow.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you didn't hear it before, album coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll definitely plug again at the end. Make sure everybody knows what's up.
Are we gonna play?
Would you like to play a song?
Yeah, sure. I'll play a song. This is an earlier demo, so
yes.
I just didn't have the actual one.
No worries. We did play this back the February 27th show.
Yep.
It'll sound a bit different when you hear it tomorrow on the album.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
This is 333. It's on Ultra AVX. I think it's track 4. Track 4, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to 333.
Shout out
to the venue.
The venue.
Keeps
the venue...
All right, this is 333.
Wait, hold up. Shout out to Aksum across the street from 333 Ethiopian Restaurant.
Yeah,
Good
stuff,
true.
Good stuff.
If you want to give us free...
Shout out Harambe on Commercial Drive.
Shout out to all the people who shout.
That's Josh. That's why we didn't give him a mic.
Word.
Yeah. All right. 333. Here it is.
Stick, please. Miss me with that bull talking blicky. Got the stiffy on hold, spilling on these niggas.
like a sticky red bull. Pretty much the most dangerous thing I play with. Now I'm in range of bitches trying to get plays in. I ain't about that action junk. I ain't gotta say it, but rap ain't about hands. It's about what niggas saying. I am ill,
sicker than a hospital. For real, this nigga about to get himself killed. Chill, I'm trying to get my crown like Will. Prince of my town like Will. Y'all trying to steal. Rapper trying to walk past my tail. For real, nigga about to get himself killed. Chill, trying to get my crown like Will. Prince of my town like Will.
Hello, hello. We're going to play a couple ads. That was 333 by Andrew Mulat. He's here with us today. We'll be right back after these ads.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me at the Wise Hall Flea? Wise Hall Flea.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Just that.
Yeah,
just
yeah. That. We're playing a bit of Peggy just in the background, casually.
We're getting all this promo.
Yeah, he released this the music video for this one today.
It was all right.
Is this possible to talk over?
I mean, yeah, no, this is good. No, I'll turn it down on time.
No, it works. I like it.
Yeah, I love the song though. Anyway, talking about your album and all. Last time that you were here, we talked a lot about versatility.
Yeah,
we talk about rapping versus singing. How does that play into this album?
Let's see. I mean, there's a lot of points in the album where I just split a verse up and I'm just like rapping for part of it and I'm just singing for part of it. Like, it's just kind of arbitrary. It's kind of what I feel like doing at the moment. If I don't feel like writing the rest of a rap verse, I'll just sing a part or vice versa. But then there are songs that are like straight rap. There are songs that are straight singing. I always love to play with the contrast. Like one of the more actually one of the harder songs in my opinion is like just pure singing, which is pretty cool. I think that you can like,
which one's that?
200cc.
200cc this way.
Yeah, no, but that's like one of the more I mean, it's not like that hard, but I don't know, the instrumental hits really hard for me, and it's a completely singing song that's featuring Honda Carter as well, and I really mess with that. But yeah, like I just try to mix it up, and however the song is feeling, that's what I try to respond with my vocal performance. So, you know, if the song is asking for a rap verse, then I'll just put it in, or the opposite. Sometimes I might just not. I've had like there's early recordings of songs where I had a verse and like I changed it away and I got rid of the rapping and replaced it with singing just for fun. What's up?
Yeah, definitely. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street. Here with a couple guests today. Unceded territory of the Musqueam people, UBC campus.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to talk about in particular surrounding the album or this trip that you're taking with some other friends that are coming in? Ooh. And talking about making those projects? No?
That's a blip.
That's a blip? All right. Cut that. Never mind.
No worries.
Yeah. Ambiguous enough.
Yeah, no. I mean, there are plans, you know. This summer is not going to be restful. Like, I think you can expect another project after Ultra AVX. Like at least, right? Right. Once again, our house environment is like built so that we make and we make and we make, and we're like even thinking about quotas that we're gonna set for ourselves.
Straight. And like songs per week.
Yeah, really? B. It's gonna be super interesting to see how that kind of plays out.
Cause that's how our whole like group dynamic vibe started, you know? It was like we were at camp and Andrew told me he never released a project and I had never released a project, and I was like, let's just get together, make something in a matter of a week. It doesn't matter if it's good, it doesn't matter if it's long, we're just gonna put anything out. And it went farther than either of us had ever expected, ever. And that was Evergreen. And so like just following suit with that is in like just keeping the purest kind of creative energy you can when doing music is good. You don't want to get bogged down with, oh, is this fantastic, is this the best. Sometimes you just need to knock stuff out.
I mean there's like the saying, you know, that art isn't perfect, it's finished, right? Like that's when it's done. It's not perfect, it's finished. And like that's every artist goes through that battle, and that's definitely something I've gone through with Ultra, and it's been until now that like setting a deadline for myself, I'm like, okay, I'm releasing this on the 19th of May, and now it's just like I've learned to settle with what I can do, otherwise I'll always be chasing like things that I can't do when it comes to like mixing and mastering and all that, you know, getting like optimum volume while keeping dynamics and like making it sound interesting. There's all these things like keeping the sound quality in general, just all that, like there's standards that are industry standards that are crazily high. There are people that go to school for that for years and they're experts at it, and like hoping to match that as somebody who hasn't really released a solo project, like has, but you can't find them. Like trying to achieve the industry standard is really not a realistic thing, and I've kind of come to terms with that finally, just from a deadline. I just set a deadline, I'm like, you know, honestly, this is good, like I'm satisfied with what I did right now. And then, you know, you can move on, you know, you can make your next body of work. But for me, yeah, it's been 6 years since I dropped a solo body of work.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy to me, because it feels way too long.
Yeah, when I read that, I questioned it almost. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like people who are close with me, they've heard a lot of my music over the years, so they kind of see the progression. But then there are the people who saw me in like middle school, so like grade like 7 and 8 when I dropped my last project, and they're like, they heard what I did before and they're like, wow, this is obviously, it wasn't the greatest, right? And and like the difference that they're gonna hear from then till now is 6 years. Like that's just insane. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'm so excited for those people.
Even a year or 2 years till now, I hear an insane progression. Like you dropped 12 Signs, that's out, right?
Yeah,
like 12 Signs is out. And if you listen to 12 Signs and then you listen to something like 200cc or Shonen or God Mendeleev, like it sounds, one, like a different artist, and two, like someone who's progressed incredibly. And that's just what you get from locking yourself in a dorm room for 24 hours at a time.
Not eating.
Like I would come over, I'd be like, you want some food? He's like, you keep forgetting this. I don't eat.
I don't sleep. I don't sleep. So unhealthy.
I hope you can work on that now that it's coming out, you know?
Yeah, no, for real. I can work on that. And I
get
can also
sleep up.
I can also start listening to music again, because I'm not like only listening to my own music.
Yeah, why? I want to bring that up actually. Why is it that you only, at least from what you told me, there's only a few songs even that you're able to listen to while you're creating your own music? What do you think that is?
Just because, like, when you're always working on a song, I mean, like, generally, I like to dedicate all the time that I listen to music to working on my own music. And so that means that I just, like, when I'm not working on my own music, then I'm just too tired to hear music. I just don't want to hear music. And so it's honestly set me back, like, really far. There's artists that I love that I haven't heard the albums of. Like, I heard some albums, like, I've only heard, like, Saturation 3 I've only heard through once.
Really?
Yeah. Which is crazy. Like, I've heard individual songs off of it many times, but
of course.
But like actually listening to the album, I've only heard it once, and like that's crazy considering like the fact that how beloved they are to our group. But like many artists like that, like it took me a long time to listen to Awaken My Love. That took me, and Childish Gambino is my favorite artist. It took me a long time to listen to that. Just because I just didn't, I don't know, I'm just like unmotivated to listen to other music because I'm just so tired. But then once this comes out, I'm like so excited to like build a library again to like be on, you know, looking for music and looking for interesting stuff. Because it's so inspiring, you know, like obviously I take influence from artists. I'm not saying that like I'm like locking myself into my own psyche and like only making music that's my only influence is my own music. No, it's not that. It's just honestly just fatigue and like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool to get back to that. I'm going to be on some different vibes this upcoming year.
For sure. A lot of new music coming out too. So I think you're at the right point where you're going to have that ability again to listen.
Yeah, for real.
So much Kanye.
Yeah, geez, it's kind of perfect. You're like, oh, I'm putting out an album and I'm ready to listen to music. And we got Kids See Ghosts. We got Kanye exec producing Nas. We got like a Kanye project himself. Yeah. It's kind of the perfect time.
Got that Pusha T in less than a week now.
Pusha T.
Yeah.
Do you think he likes being called Pushati?
I don't.
Are we dissing Pusha T on the air?
No. No disrespect.
No disrespect.
How you feel about T.I.? In general.
I think the one on Ye vs. the People,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I really liked that song.
I'm not talking about that
song.
Well
done.
I haven't heard that song.
I know nothing about
T.I. No, I haven't heard that song.
But I'm sure you've seen the tweets.
Oh, I know everything about it.
That's all you really
it.
Need.
What's I've seen tweets? Everything around it.
Kanye's tweets.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've seen you. I know you've seen the tweets.
Yeah,
I love the tweets. Yeah.
I do love the tweets.
The tweets?
I don't love...
Josh,
I don't love everything.
What do you think about that? I love Josh. What do you think about the tweets?
I like when he said, I'm nice at ping pong.
I'm nice at ping pong.
I felt that.
I felt that.
I like the one he was like, I only use Bart Simpson colored emojis. And said stuff like that.
I like, so yo, good. He shouted
out. I do the same thing too.
Kanye has seen every episode of Rick and Morty 5 times at the
minimum. You see, he retweeted, he's like, I'm so glad they're renewing this show. It's my favorite show. It's the best.
It's so good.
That was the weirdest thing
he's
ever.
Like, he's like fully transitioning into like full dad Twitter mode.
Yeah,
he's
no,
got
for
his
real.
Political stuff.
No,
he's got
bro.
His like good energy
bro.
Stuff. He's got his kid stuff. He's got his
no,
like,
dog. When he
dad
got,
nerding
when he got,
out.
When he got Instagram, he posted one picture and like that was all for a month. And then at like a month later he posted 100 pictures within like a couple minutes.
Dude, and have you
and
seen the Wave Runners
filled the feed
the
of
Wave
everybody
like
in the world.
Shout out Earl Booty.
Earl Booty, that's a whole other story. But dude, yeah, even with the Wave Runners too, like he's going full dad mode. And like there's a dad trend. There's been a dad trend in fashion, but
oh, he's
like,
really pushing that too.
Like right now he's king dad.
He's just a father.
He's fine.
Remember,
shout out dads.
You know how he
Father's
said, you
Day
know how
up.
Homie, okay,
true.
Shout out dads. I love how homie said that he like he got rid of his phone for this album. But remember before The Life of Pablo, apparently North like flushed his phone down the toilet,
really?
And then he lost all his lyrics to his album. And he's like, that's why the lyrics were so bad on this one song.
That's rough.
Or something like that. It was so funny. He's like, that's why Famous was like what it was.
That's why he's like,
but
I'm a
Famous
fix wolves.
Is his best song.
Yeah.
I'm a fix wolves.
I'm a fix wolves.
That's so good.
So good. Who, do you guys, Kevin and I, Kevin's another homie who lives in the house.
Yeah.
For y'all who don't.
Shout out Kevin.
Everybody
knows
Kevin.
Name the
unreal.
Residents of the house.
Yeah, yeah, do it. But hold up. Kevin's an unreal graphic artist. Unreal rapper. So good.
Real.
Kevin
such
Hackett.
Such a good artist. Huge shout out. I don't know why he's not here today. He wanted to come.
Well, he could have.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be on here again in the summer for sure.
Word.
You know that.
Word.
After more unfolds,
I
more comes out.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm going back. But Kevin and I, we used to have this conversation about how the reason that Kanye said you left your fridge open, somebody just took a sandwich in Wolves. It's like, wait, so, What was it? Somebody just took advantage. You left your fridge open. Somebody just took a sandwich.
Yeah.
We had a bet. We were like, what if Frank and Kanye had a bet? Like, what are the odds that they had a bet and Kanye lost it? And that's why you had to say that line.
If Frank said it, he would sing it so well that you wouldn't even know what he's saying until you check.
Of course.
But then Kanye said it.
Everybody hears Kanye. My favorite.
Or what are the odds Kanye invited Frank over and Frank took a sandwich?
Yeah, that's true.
And Kanye was like, who took
my other
damn.
I mean,
my other favorite line from Kanye is when he says, he rhymes something. I forgot what the first line was, but it's like E-E-Iv. Like, that's the rhyme. And then he's like, where TC lives. Or I just bought a new house right where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise. Whatever she accused. It's like the next line he like explains what the rhyme meant.
That's Tom Cruise.
Whatever she accused.
That's so like old school like ghetto boys. Like they like tell a full story with like every single detail. Like I forget which ghetto boys song it is, but he tells a story about I was having relations with a woman and then a guy shoots her in the head and then he kills the guy and then he runs out on the street and evades the cops and the song is like 3.5 minutes long. And they tell the whole story.
It is amazing. I like the story on what is it? About going to your friend's house and the food on Rapper's Delight. About
right, how the food, chicken tastes like wood.
And how you go to a friend's house and the food isn't
my
good.
My dad loves that one.
Yeah. So good.
We listen to that all the time in the car.
But apparently, I don't know much about this, but apparently, like, a lot of the flows and stuff were stolen. Like, that song.
What?
That
Rapper's
song,
Delight?
Yeah, on Rapper's
Delight.
Yeah,
I've heard that, like, people who really are into, like, hip-hop and rap, they're like, Rapper's Delight is, like,
it's corporate. Yeah, it was on some, like, industry plant.
Really? Oh, wow, that's real, really early industry plant type.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because
starting
it was just
the
like,
industry with
it's
the
just
plant.
Like it's just like it was just like these people weren't actually like good artists. They took bars, they took like flows, and then they just like